Hello.
Good afternoon, Lisa. It's Aaron calling Cuba. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
That's good. Just for a date of protection, Lisa, can you confirm your address for me and date of birth, please?
56 Croy Road, Coatbridge. My date of birth.
And yeah, your date of birth, please.
1977.
The full date of birth, sorry.
1st of the 9th, 1977.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Lisa. It was only a quick call to yourself. I was just reviewing your file.
Right.
As obviously, we're still waiting for your APP number to be received, your application right. number. Just when, obviously, when I'd had that initial call with yourself, I thought I'd press save on one of the sections that fills out the application form. So I do just need to gather just a few quick general details from yourself again, if that's okay.
All right. Talk about things.
So starting with the GP surgery that you're registered at, please.
All right, Waverley Medical Practice.
Waverley.
Medical Practice, and that's in the Coatbridge Health Centre.
Okay, perfect. I do apologise that these things haven't saved, but it's kind of dependent on technology, eh?
Has it all been sent away?
Yeah, so your application's been sent, but I'm just missing this section.
Right. I'm trying to think what I was going to ask, because I was trying to talk to you last week, but I just sent you I don't even know what it's called. What's that? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
When is it you find out if anything's going to happen around?
So let me just have a quick look when we've sent the application off. Bear with me.
What is it you send them off? What is it you say to them? Or what is it the information you've gave them?
So when I sent the documents to you, you had a part one and a part two of the application.
Aye.
And then we send them the letter of authority, which shows them that we've got the right to act on your behalf.
Aye.
So that's all we send them. Everything else stays with us.
So you just say my name, date of birth, and where I was, and... Have you got any files about when I was younger or anything? Have you got anything?
No, not yet. So we're not at that stage yet because we're waiting for the application number to be received from the redress scheme themselves.
Right.
So that was sent on the 21st of July.
21st of July.
And
this is August the 4th.
So 1, 2. So that's, yeah, so it's 2 weeks today. So
all
yeah,
right.
14 days. So today I'm due to send them a chaser, basically just chasing the application number for you.
Right.
So just going back to these details for you. Can I grab the name of your mother and father, if known, please?
Well, it was my stepdad at the time, obviously. So my mum's Winifred Fallon, sorry.
What was your mum's name, sorry?
Winifred. W-I-N-I-F-R-E-D. Winifred.
Fallon, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay, and your father's name?
John Fallon. As I said, he's my stepdad, he's not my dad.
Okay. Not a problem. Okay, and do you remember the address that you lived in prior to being placed in care?
Aye, 25 Marshall Street.
Could you spell that road name for me, please?
Marshall, M-A-R-S-H.
Marshall
Street.
And what area is that in?
Coatbridge. And that's North Lanarkshire, Scotland as well.
Is it Wishaw?
No, North Lanarkshire, Scotland. That's in Coatbridge. I've always stayed in Coatbridge.
Okay. Let me put that one there. That one there. And the Scotland. Perfect. Okay. And was you known by any of the names during your time in care?
No, that was it. That was the problem.
No, that's it. Okay. That's it. Lisa, perfect. Thank you very much. I do apologise for that information being missed.
So what happens now? When do I hear then?
As I said, I'll be sending that chaser off to the redress scheme today. Once we receive the application number back, your file then gets passed over to our subject access request team, where they'll be then sending out for all your records. So that takes a little bit of time in itself. We requested these institutions and local authorities for one calendar month to get these records, but obviously with them being quite historic, they can request for a longer time or an extended period. But once we receive all the records back, we'll then be back in touch with you to then book in a time that's convenient for yourself to do a witness statement, which my other team, they deal with and specialise in. And then once we've got that witness statement from you and we've got everything in order, we then send the final submission off to the redress scheme, and then we wait for a panel date then.
Right.
Just in the meantime, now I'd say you won't really hear from us, as we're doing a lot of background work for about 2 months or so. You're more than welcome to call at any time for any updates on any records received or anything. But yeah, we'll be in contact once we've got all the records received.
That's good. Great. That's fine. Thanks a lot.
No worries, Lisa. Thank you very much for giving me a call back, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Right. Take care. See you soon. Bye.
Thank you. Bye now.